Okay, enough about us.
Enough about you, you mean.
We're here.
I'll go on about me as long as I can. But we do have a guest. His name is Michel Arnaud.
Now, you just stole my line.
Well, because I know you, you know, okay, I thought you loved it when I said things in French.
That's true.
You want to pronounce his name? Go ahead.
It's already been done.
Go ahead.
It's all right.
No, go ahead.
Michel Arnaud.
Okay, pretty good.
That's good.
Michel Arnaud.
And Michel Arnaud has just published the book, Detroit, The Dream Is Now, from Abrams. This is no one of these self-publishing things. This is the real deal.
It's really a gorgeous
beautiful book.
Beautiful book.
And he's going to be signing copies on Saturday from 1 to 4 at TK Home and Gardens. Which is what, you know what number?
It's 441 Warren Street.
Oh, you came prepared.
That's right.
Oh, excellent.
Well, I did a book signing for my Brooklyn book there.
Your Brooklyn book, a book about Brooklyn design.
Yeah, in the same place.
Yeah.
They are friends and they are very nice.
Yes, and it's a, that book was about the sort of a similar thing in the sense that it was about design resurgence in Brooklyn.
In a way, but it's very different because Brooklyn is it's just a part of New York City.
Right, that's true.
Where Detroit is a huge city.
That's one of my first questions, you know, because you're talking about the renewal, which not everybody thinks is really a renewal, but
and
some
the
people
resurgence.
The resurgence of Detroit. Do you know what the land? I mean, what is the actual landmass of Detroit?
I don't know. It's huge. I think it's probably even bigger than London, but I'm not sure. It's like maybe 40 miles or something, but I'm not sure.
And this resurgence that, you know, you're documenting in this book, what does, is it like all over the city or is it just concentrated in certain areas?
I think it's fair to say that it started downtown.
Mm-hmm. Now, by downtown, you don't mean like the Renaissance Center or something like that?
Well, I mean, the Renaissance Center is part of downtown,
it's
never been, I mean, it doesn't have, I mean, it's just that when I first visited Detroit 4.5 years ago, downtown was just ghost town. All the big buildings, which are beautiful and iconic in terms of architecture, were just basically empty. And we've seen for years and years, you know, all the decay of the city. The book, there's been many books.
Many books.
Portraying,
right.
You know, and they even call it porn.
Right,
or
there's
whatever.
Been a lot of criticism of that, of people celebrating decay rather
than... Yeah, and, you know, there is a point where the decay sometimes has beauty, of course.
Sure.
But so when I went to Detroit, because I'm always interested in... the life of post-industrial city, and Detroit is one of the most iconic city in the world, in a way, in a sense, because of the auto industry.
Right. A city
music,
that was more or less created for industry.
Electricity, I mean, Edison.
Right.
And so when about 5 years ago, I find an article saying that there were some sign of, you know, new things happening in Detroit, and so I was interested. I mean, it's my job to be interested in that kind of subject, and so we went there. I had a good look, and just saw a few things which were really interesting, you know. And the art scene was very active. It's always start in the resurgence of those cities with the art scene because the studios are cheap,
right.
When you said that it started downtown, who started it? How did it start?
Well, I think it's a complex story in the sense that the art scene started the rejuvenation in the sense that it brought in new people,
right?
Young people, and that create, you know, a movement. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's like it happened in Berlin. You know, young people go cheap real estate. They can do studios. They can experiment, and that's the real beginning. And then, of course, there are some developers who saw opportunities, especially Mr. Gilbert from Quicken Loan, who is from Detroit and started to buy a couple of buildings and restore in them. And other developers, and him included, have been buying buildings.
Some of those big public buildings, though, is there any chance of those being repurposed, or are those kind of just too big and too hard to deal with?
I think they are all going to be redone. Really? I mean, the movement now, after 4.5 years, I mean, it took me 3 years to do the book, and I did about 10 trips of about a week each over the seasons and the time, and the change is amazing. Amazing. I mean, downtown, 4.5 years ago, there was nobody walking around. Nowadays, it's packed with young people, people walking around, shopping, going to things. And it's gone, you know, from downtown, it's growing, you know, exactly. And so now Midtown is one of the most trendy area of the city, and then the North End. I mean, every area now is moving.
Right. And some of your book... are portraits of a lot of the burgeoning businesses, you know, restaurants, coffee shops, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you also document a lot of the people who have restored houses.
Yeah, well, the structure of the book basically is that we have a look at the art scene and some people that I felt was of interest in that framework. And then there is a chapter about the design scene. Which is like what people are doing with buildings and what's going on with that. And then the food scene, which although Detroit have always been a big food scene, is a completely new attitude to food scenes. And that's what I documented.
Now, isn't there also, though, a problem that much of what was there was torn down? I mean, isn't there a lot of empty space?
Yeah, of course, of course. There's an amazing amount of empty space, and even now, I mean, of course. Mm-hmm. And but the town has started to demolish, either sell the building at cheap at auction, or if they don't sell, they take the building down, and so you have now a huge amount of land. Which is it's green.
Right.
And one of the big moments, and that's what I cover in the food scene, is that you have city farming.
Yeah.
And it's very strong. It's very strong. It's very interesting. Even there is even a little city farm downtown. And you have the pictures there. I mean, literally, you have the parking lots around, and you have that little farm. And the farm is created in such a way that if they need to move it, they can move the containers to another place in case somebody wants to take that space. Anyway.
So what's happened to the neighborhoods that were impoverished? I mean,
I think they are still impoverished. Still, I mean, there is a huge anxiety. There is a huge anxiety by the African American community, who is the majority of the people in Detroit, that they will be included into the rejuvenation of the city, and they in general, I have found, because I've been there quite a lot since the release of the book in April, people are very optimistic at this point, and they are not. I mean, they're anxious, but they are hopeful, and they're positive. They're
Are the property and housing prices like going? You know,
well, they're going up a little bit, but I mean, you know, it's marginal.
That would be the key, right? Are there efforts to help people rehab houses they're already in?
Yeah, I mean, they are. Of course. The city does that. Even Quicken Loan is taking part of that. I think Home Depot has project in association with those people to help and do. But I mean, obviously, it's. I mean, it's so big. You know, it's not like. I mean, you know, there's all kind of project going on. I mean,
You know, they're at the brink of bankruptcy. They were thinking of selling off their artwork from the museum.
Yeah, that would have been tragic. They had such a fabulous artwork, and
the Quicken owner came in on some of that, right?
I mean, I think it was a collaboration with him and somebody else, and they put the money up somehow.
So, how is the city going to finance itself in the near future? I mean, is it
apparently the finance? I mean, it's getting better. I mean, for years they didn't have any street light, and I think a year ago or 8 months ago they had street lights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they have now garbage picking up.
Right, no garbage, and there was some water.
Now it's being picked up. Mm. The water's coming back. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a slow process. The destruction. I mean, not the destruction, but I suppose was so enormous. I mean, the city was 3 million inhabitants, and it came down to 600,000. So it'll give you an idea of what's going on, and it's just now starting to slowly move back up, very slowly.
Well, I can see why it took 3 years to write this book, though, because it's because of the slow pace of what happens.
Well, I wanted to,
plus
you know,
the enormity of it.
Yeah, I wanted to try to give a fair, you know, and the other thing I have to say is that, you know, I didn't know anybody in Detroit. So I had to find some people. And people would lead me to another project and another project and another project. Mm-hmm. And after 3 years, we probably shot like 2,000 pictures or maybe more. And we're finishing up with 300. So the editing was a killer.
You have several more books in the, all ready to go then.
Well, in the fall, I have a book on expensive New York apartment coming out. But I didn't write it. I just took the pictures. But it was interesting.
You have an extensive bibliography of books you've provided the photographs for.
Yeah. I've been doing
and
this.
And you've been an architectural photographer.
I do a lot of interiors and architecture and portrait. I do portraits a lot. Yeah.
So you've had a long career as a professional photographer.
Well, yeah, I started with reportage, then move into fashion, then fashion into still life, into interiors. Yeah, I like the diversity, I guess.
And do you live up here full time? And
I don't really live here full time. I did, and now I'm sort of spending more time half and half between New York and here.
This is still New York.
Yeah.
No. I know what you meant.
No. I meant, well, we were, mean, at one point we were thinking, let's move to Detroit, but, you know, it's so complicated.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Yeah. And you have all your contacts here. Right. I mean, it's possible. It would be good, but.
When you say you live in New York, do you live in Brooklyn?
No, we have a little sort of pied-à-terre in Tribeca.
Uh-huh.
It's an old building.
And here you live in Chatham, I thought.
It's East Chatham.
East Chatham. There's so many Chathams, you can't keep them straight.
Yeah, I know.
Old Chatham, New Chatham.
Before that, I was in Canaan, which I haven't moved much, really. And I think I built a house in 94 here on Mercer Mountain.
So how is the book, what's the reception been like in Detroit?
Oh, great. And people love it, I mean, because they're so fed up with
the ruins,
that, you know, for them, this is amazing. And that's the way they feel about the city. And so, I mean, people literally buy 10 books at a time to give it away to friends or whatever. I mean, it's really been good. The response has been great. We had, I have an exhibition of huge pictures in the Fisher Building, which is one of the iconic building, and we did a reception there. We had great press coverage over there in Detroit, and even in Europe, we had some coverage in Italy, in England particularly, and not in France for some reason.
To remind our listening audience, we're talking to Michel Arnault, who recently published Detroit, The Dream Is Now with Abrams Books. And he'll be signing copies of this book, a beautiful book, by the way, from 1 to 4 this Saturday at TK Home at 441, did you say?
I think it's
441. 441 Warren Street.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's a beautiful book. And what else can we say? It's all in color.
Well,
lots of photos.
Sorry. And on a very interesting subject, you know, we're always talking about the resurgence in Hudson.
Right.
And which had its own sort of trajectory.
You know, the when I first came to Hudson, there was practically nobody on Warren Street.
Right.
Yeah.
There was only the Red Dot and not much. I mean, there was a couple of antique stores, but it was
I was here before the Red Dot. And when the Red Dot opened, it was like changed life for everybody.
Right.
Somehow.
Right. Well, it's always the same thing. If you bring something which brings people together, then you're starting to feel a community.
Much in the way that artists had a lot to do with Detroit's resurgence, the antique dealers had a lot to do with the resurgence of Warren Street.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the people who have lived here the whole time, of course, resent hearing that. But it's true. I mean, you know, they can say that, but where do they think, you know, the money to finance the city comes from, you know?
They don't see anything in it for them. I mean,
correct.
It doesn't matter how much you talk about, you have to have a prosperous Main Street if the city is going to prosper.
Otherwise,
they don't buy that.
You end up on the verge of bankruptcy like Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, you have to include the community. And I think that's one of the big jobs that they're going to have to do in Detroit going forward. I mean, this book is just a snapshot of a time, you know, which I think is almost a critical time where, you know, the town was going up, almost going. It could have collapsed, and it went on, and now it's really going well. So, in a way, it was well-timed. But, you know, there's still so much problem.
Do you think they aspire to those same numbers again, or are they happy with developing the city as a city that's, you know, fewer than a million people?
Well, I'm sure they want more people, but I'm sure that they will manage eventually. I mean, that's for sure.
But, I mean, wouldn't that require a job base that isn't there? I mean, what are people – are there new jobs in Detroit?
Yeah. I mean, the auto industry is pretty good right now. And then there is a lot of digital companies working there. Google is there. I mean – you know, WeWork, I don't know if you know the company who is there, CompuServe. I mean, there is a lot of, I mean, it's always the same, you know, the buildings are not too expensive, they can work it. And I think there's a great future. I think there's a great, great future for Detroit.
Well, that's a bit of good news, isn't it, Ellen?
It sure is. There's a lot of talk here about housing and housing needs. Especially middle income as well as low income.
I just want to say something just for you to think about that, is that in all the young people who moved to Detroit, and there are quite a few, right, who work in those companies, okay, those internet companies, digital companies, okay, they were able, if they wanted to buy a house or an apartment without a mortgage, because it was so cheap. So just think about a big population of people, young people, who have no mortgage. This is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, you know, of what's going to be happening with those people. You know. Anyway.
Well.
Are you saying that happened because the prices were so low, or because they got easy assistance from the city? Or, I mean, the prices were just so low.
Well, I mean, there is an example in the book where those people, there's a couple, they bought a bank, and they transformed it into a house. Now, they bought the bank. I mean, it's a beautiful building. Mm-hmm. It's a huge bank. Okay, and then they had two additional buildings for $60,000. You know, they bought the bank for $60,000.
Nobody was buying banks at that point.
So anyway, and they did their own restoration. It looks great. I mean, you'll have a look at it. It's really kind of exciting.
So what do you see as the problems they have to surmount in the near future?
I think it's integrating all the communities.
Right.
And
same problem here.
Yeah, well, I think it's the same problem in all urban towns. I mean, you even have that problem in New York, although it's less acute. It's trying to make the city homogeneous, you know, I think.
The dream is now, Ellen.
It is. But I
move to Detroit. The design, the art. Move your hand a second, Ellen. I'm trying to read that. The design, the art, and resurgence of an
American
city.
I have to say that when I first looked at the book, I thought, I'm not sure I could live with all that art. The murals.
Mean?
Well, there are these murals that are put on buildings, and you know, it's intriguing and it's interesting, but it's almost too much.
Well, in a way, because it's so sparse, it's really kind of interesting, and it is, it's kind of lively, you know.
I think it's very lively. Yeah,
it's very interesting. I think it's it has some energy and great interest. I mean, you know, it's really exciting. And you know, we mustn't forget as well. We haven't talked about it, but the people from Detroit are really, you know, Midwestern people and very open, very lovely, really. You know,
are there important zoning issues that they have to deal with?
Mm-hmm.
Are there important zoning kind of issues they need to deal with in terms of how they develop? I mean, could you go? Is it easy to take a bank and turn it into a private home? Is it easy? Can you turn a bank into a restaurant? I mean, these
are
kind of,
yeah.
They're very open that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's repurposing.
Yeah,
repurposing. This is a big.
I guess what I'm saying.
We're recycling everything.
Recycling. It's not a bad thing, actually.
What I'm asking is, does the city sort of help with these projects? Does it hinder these projects? Does it take it? I mean, what role does the city government play in this resurgence?
I think they are trying to, keep the lights on and the water on and everything running. And I think it's private individual or we take the initiative and you know, do something. And
that's what happens. It happened here, certainly that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the government, you know, might be interested in, you know, they're not even interested in saving the museum. It was done, and, you know, now they're okay. And it's a beautiful museum, by the way. Mm-hmm. And the Diego Rivera mural is a sight to enjoy, and very special.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's your next book?
The next book is called Life at the Top, and it's the most expensive apartment in New York City.
Uh-huh.
I just took the pictures. I didn't write about it, but it was quite a change.
Is it?
How many? How many apartments?
I think there's 18.
Wow. So you?
They're all like Fifth Avenue, Park Avenue. Yeah that
are
kind
they
of apartment.
All, are they all encrusted with gold?
No. We didn't
Trump
go
Tower.
To the. No, we didn't go to the Trump Tower actually. So.
How? I would
it's
think
such
a lot of
bad
those
taste anyway. Yeah. You don't want
so this is all supposed to be. This is not a commentary. This is all tasteful.
What?
Tasteful.
The apartment. No, the apartments you photographed in this.
Yeah,
book.
They are beautiful and well-heeled. You know, it's.
And are they all identified?
They are not clean. You know, they are not.
Are the occupants all identified?
No, I can't do that.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
But they let you inside to photograph.
I'm sorry.
They let you come and photograph.
The publisher was allowed to do it.
I see.
So
when they sell it, they can use your book as a.
That's fine. That's
exactly. Yeah. I got it.
Here's a little brochure.
That's it. That's
Here's 18 apartments for sale. Which one would you like?
Well, you know, in that business, a lot of people have their apartment photographed for books or magazines before they sell it.
Right.
Before they sell their property. Yeah. Of course. They give a cachet.
And a lot of the people who own them are foreigners at this point. You know, foreign
cachet.
Investors.
That's right.
Well, good luck with
really?
Your...
Really? Not a single one wanted to be identified?
Don't think so.
That's interesting. Now, I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just saying they didn't.
Yeah.
No.
There might be one or two that. I think maybe three.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow. Okay. Well, one more time as we say goodbye to Michel Arnaud. Ellen.
Oh.
Thank you.
Makes me swoon.
His new book, Detroit, The Dream Is Now, Design, Art, and Resurgence of an American City. It's a visual essay all about what's happening in Detroit right now as we speak. And he will be signing copies and talking about the book. If you want to talk to him, I guess. Are you going to give a presentation or are you just going to sit there and
I'll
sign
talk to people. I love to talk to people.
Yeah, they gave him enough time. 3 hours, 1 to 4 at TK Home and Garden, 441 Warren Street, this Saturday from 1 to 4. Well, Michel, thank you for coming in. I looked at your website too, and I mean, you've obviously had an amazing career as a photographer.
Thank you. And
everything from the Isle of Wight Festival in 1970 to
that's right.
to the multi-million-dollar rooftops of New York.
That's right. How do you do that travel? Anyway, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks
I really
for coming
appreciate
in.
It. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.